Okay, good evening, everybody. Yom Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos Shir. I hope that everybody is well. And so we have an anonymous sponsor tonight. She does not want to be identified. They are sponsoring, the family sponsoring in honor of their mother Shetechia's birthday. And they wrote to their mother, "We are so inspired by the enthusiasm you have for listening to Shi'urim. We gain so much from the ideas and chizuk that you share from your Shi'urim, just as your love of Torah learning is so impactful to us. We hope the ideas from this year, tonight, impact and inspire others in your zechus. This year should be one of good health, bracha, simcha, nachas, mazel, and growth and inspiration. We love you very much." They would like to remain anonymous. Their mother knows who she is. Shaticha, we wish you a very happy birthday. Almeva asum shanu with richos yamim and shanim, only simchas nachas, and a lot of growth in Torah, Michael el chel. And I thank your family very much for sponsoring in your honor. So let us get into our learning, heavy duty learning here. Here we go. I'm going to go straight to my screen share of my handout. Here we are. Can you see my screen, Avos 114? Okay, fine. So the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Av. By the way, it's a Mishnah that we read this Shabbos. We start the cycle again this Shabbos for those who continue to read it after Shavuos, like myself, through the summer months. So the Mishnah tells us, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Daled, which in Chutzarot we read the Shabbos. Hilo haya Omer, Hilo used to say, Hu haya Omer, im ein ani li mili, if I am not to myself, then who is to me? Ukusha ani la'atzmi ma'ani, and when I'm only to myself, what am I? V'im lo achshav, and if not now, when? So this is a very, very famous Mishnah. It was made into a song a little while ago. Im ein ani li mili. The first thing that the great Hillel tells us is, if I am not to myself, then who is to me? However, ukasha ani la'atzmi ma'ani, if I'm only to myself, then what am I? V'im lo achshav, and if not now, Sorry, then when? What we are going to be talking about tonight, and probably next week as well, is the very first part of Hillel's statement, which is im eina ni li mili. If I am not to myself, mili, who will be for me? Similarly interesting, we have a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah that you see here on the screen. And the Gemara tells us, Amru alav al Hillel hazakein. They said about Hillel hazakein, the same Hillel that teaches him ein ani li mili, kisha hayas somech besimchas beis hashoeva. When Hillel was rejoicing at the simchas beis hashoeva, on Sukkos, one of the Shalosh Shagalim in the Beis Hamikdash, Amar Kain, what did he used to say? Imani kan hakol kan, v'im ein ani kan mikan. If I am here, hakol kan, everything is here. And if I am not here, who is here? So these two statements of Hillel are very, very interesting. And it seems to be that Hillel is focusing very much on himself. Im ein ani li mili, if I am not to myself, then who will be for me, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That's the first stage of Avodas Hashem. The first stage of Avodas Hashem is to be for myself. Only after I can be for myself, ani li, only after that, ukrisha ani la'atzmi ma'ani. But Hillel is teaching us something fundamental, which is that the first stage in our Avoda is to be for ourself. Furthermore, we see this Gemara Maseches Sukkah right here, like you see on the screen. Hillel used to say, by the rejoicing of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I am here, everything is here. V'im eini kan, mi kan. And if I'm not here, who is here? Once again, this focus on the self. Furthermore, I want to take you to Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, like you see here on the screen, Samech Beis Amad Aleph, with one of another famous Tanaim, and this is the Tana Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara has a kasha, which is very, very famous. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. The source of the Gemara, like you see, is Bava Metzia, Samech Beis Aleph. Shnayim Shayu Mehalchim Baderech. There are two who are going on the way. You have two people, and it's boiling hot, and they're hiking in Ein Gedi, and they didn't bring enough supplies. Ubiyad Achad Mehen Kito. And one of them has a flask of water. It's very hot, it's boiling, they got disoriented, they got lost, they're wandering. And one of them has a bottle of water. If they share the bottle of water, you get half the water, I get half the water, they're both going to die. If only one of them drinks, Magil Yeshuv, he will reach safety. The other guy will die, but he's going to reach safety. Darash ben Ptora. Ben Ptora says, Mutav sheyishtu shneihem v'yamusu v'ayira achas min b'misaso shechavirim. It is better that they should both drink, share the water, and okay, they'll both die, but don't at once see the death of his other. No, Achabar Rabbi Kiva Velimeid, until the great Tana Rabbi Kiva comes out and he says that's not correct. V'chaya achecha imach. The pasuk says in Vayikra Perachav Hey, like you see in my footnote, Perachav Hey, pasuk Lamed Vav. V'chaya achicha imach. What do we learn from here? The life of your brother with you. Chayecha kom in the chayecha vercha. Rabbi Akiva teaches us that your life comes before the life of your fellow. So the point of departure, not the point of departure, the focus of tonight's shir is the understanding of Hillel's statement, Hu haya omer im eina nili midi. So we have to understand, what does this mean? Are these Tanaim, these giants, I'm quoting myself right now, I'm looking at my notes, my own notes that I wrote this year, are these Tanaim, these giants who lived, who led, who taught Klal Yisrael, not only in the time of the Tanaim, but for all time, are they so self-focused? Is that what they're teaching us, that they only care about themselves? Well, that can't possibly be. So what do these teachings mean? So again, Eina Lili Mili, that's the first stage in Avodas Hashem. After Eina Lili Mili, Ukushina Ukusha Anila Atzmi Mani. If I'm here, everything is here. If I'm not here, who is here? If two people are floundering, wandering, they don't have enough water, and they have one bottle of water, if they share it, they're both going to die. If one drinks it, he's going to make it out. So first you might think they should both drink, and they should both die. That night you see the death of your friend. No, Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says that's not correct. Why? Why is it not correct? Because your life takes precedence over the life of your friend. Chayecha kol min lechayecha vercha. Your life takes precedence over the life of your friend. The Pasuk tells us, I see I didn't put it on the handout, but the Pasuk tells us that the end of his life, Sefer Devarim is the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's Devarim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chavav, Re'eh, Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. See, I place before you today blessing and curse. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say that there's two paths before you. But what is Re'e Anochi? The great Kotzke Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mikotzke Kuzcha Yagen Aleinu, says a Chassidish Tavor. Re'e Anochi means Moshe was saying, look at me. Look how great I became through Torah. Look what a person can become when they choose life. Look what a person can become. They can become greater than a mortal, if such a thing was possible. Look what I became, Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, it's the end of my life. He's 40 days away from death, even a little bit less than 40 days away from death. And he's saying, look what a person can become when he molds himself by the mitzvos and the psukim and the halachos and the inspiration of Torah. So we see that there is a focus on the ani in certain shir, and we spend so much time negating the ani. But what we have to identify is what exactly is Hillel saying. Im ein ani li mili, kisha ani kan hakol kan, chayecha kodmin lechayecha vercha, re'e anochi, see me, see my greatness. What is Moshe teaching us? What are Hillel and Rabbi Akiva teaching us? For this we have to ask a very profound question, which obviously cannot be offered. Oh, wait, 1 second. Okay, Susie Fonfair replied. Susie Fonfair is also sponsoring tonight's shir. Thank you, Susie. She is sponsoring tonight's shir in gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the chesed that he bestows upon, I hope, upon you and your family and our shir group and Klal Yisrael. So Susie Fonfeder is our second sponsor this evening. Tiski the mitzvos u'lamaisim tovim as a gratitude, a shevach v'hodah to the Ribono Shel Olam. May the chasadim increase and grow. Kein yirbu. Thank you so much, Susie. Tiski the mitzvos. What is the purpose of man in this world? So you could spend your whole life answering this question. This shir is not going to take our whole life. But the teachings of this year should be with us our whole life. What is the purpose of man in this world? So put all of those statements of the sages aside for a minute. Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudalet. Im ein ani li mili is the first stage of Avodas Hashem. Because ani la atzmi mani comes after im ein ani li mili. Imachshav imasai. Hillel's statement by the Simchas Beis HaShoei. By the way, there's many different ways to interpret it. Im ani kan hakol kan. Rabbi Akiva is teaching that you must drink the water because chayecha kol min lechayecha vercha. Again, there are many ways to interpret. I'm taking a specific mahalach tonight. And Moshe Rabbeinu is re'e anochi. See me. See how great I have become. See what Torah does to a person. Look at me. Look at my greatness. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? Why are we here? But I'm bad, I mean in Olam Hazeh. What is the purpose of man in this world? Why does Ribbono Shel Olam put the neshama here in the guf that it comes in? And what should we be doing in this world? For that, we're going to go briefly. I gave an in-depth shiur on this, but very briefly to a few psukim from Kohelas. Kohelas himself teaches us a truism we would like to forget. This is the beginning of Kohelas. Shlomo Melech wrote Kohelas in his old age. He wrote Shir Shirim, a love story in his youth. He wrote Mishlei, advice and teaching for life in his middle age. And he wrote Kohelas in his old age, after life had passed by. And he saw the futility of futilities with which man spends their time on. Divrei Kohelas ben David Melech b'Yerushalayim. These are the teachings, the words of Kohelas, the son of David, the king in Jerusalem. Havel havalim, amar Kohelas. Havel havalim, hakol havel. Futility of futilities, says Kohelas. Futility of futilities. Everything is futile. Ma yisrael na'adam b'chol amalo sheyamol tachas ha-shemesh. What is the purpose to all of man's toil that he toils under the sun? Dar holeich v'darba v'aretz l'olam amedes. A generation comes, a generation goes, and the world just continues forever. The sun rises, the sun sets, it goes back to its place, it shines from there. He's describing the cycle of the world, the cycle of Teva that Hashem created. And it's just a circle, it's a galgal chozer, and it's constantly going. That is the purpose of man and everything he toils under the heavens. A generation comes, a generation goes, and the world continues. The sun rises, the sun sets, the sun goes, the sun shines. Oleich el darom, v'sovev el tzafon. It shines in the south, it shines in the north. Sovev, sovev. It goes around and around. Oleich haruach, v'al svi v'sav shav haruach. The wind blows on its path, the wind comes back. Kol nechalim hochim al hayam v'hayam einenu malei. The seas, the rivers flow into the sea. The seas never fall. Amakom sha nechalim hochim sham heim shavim lalachas. To the place where the rivers flow, there they return to come. It's just a circle. It goes around and around and around and around. The man is part of the circle. Kol advarim migeim. Oh, I didn't say this pasuk yet, sorry. Kol nechalim, this is Perek of Kohelas, Aleph through Yud Aleph. Kol hadvar migeim lo yuchal ish ledaber lo tispa ayin liros v'lo timalei ozen mishmoa. Everything is so exhausting. Man cannot even speak sufficiently. The eye will never be satiated with what it sees. The ear will never be full of what is possible to hear. Ma shahaya hu shayya u'ma shanasa hu shayasa. What was, what was done, was done. What was, what was, will be. V'ein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. Nothing is new. One generation comes, it lives, during its time the sun rises, the sun sets, the wind blows, the rivers flow to the sea, they flow back, man lives, man dies, and the whole cycle goes all over again. Yesh davar shayomer ve'ezer chadashu? Have you ever heard someone say, did you see this is new? Kvar haya lo'olamim. Asher hayim lefaneinu. It's not new, you just think it's new. It was here before. This has happened already. You think it's new that the trees are blossoming? You think it's new that the tree gives its fruit? You think it's new that the sun rises? You think it's new that animals are born? You think it's new that people inhabit the world? You think it's new that wheat grows? It already happened. It happened before us. Ein zichron l'rishonim v'gam l'acharonim. Two hundred years. After we live, who will remember that we lived besides Ribbono Shel Olam? Tens of thousands of Jews lived in the time Mordechai and Esther. Do you know the names of any of them besides from Mordechai and Esther? All the Jews who were Moser Nefesh during the Spanish Inquisition, all the Jews of the Middle Ages, who wrote the Sassoon Codex? Ein zichron l'rishonim, v'gam l'acharonim. There's no remembrance of the first generations and not the latter generations. Sheyu lo yeh lahem zikaron. There will be no remembrance for them. Im sheyu l'acharona, unless they will be at the end. Pretty sobering teaching of Kohelas. The Sifrei Chatal, Sifrei Tanakh. Shlomo Melech is teaching us a truism which we'd like to forget. And that is that this world is fleeting, brief, a cycle, and represents nothing of eternity. Tivrei Kohalas ben David Melech b'Yerushalayim, Haval Havalim Amar Kohalas, Haval Havalim Kol Haval. Ma Yisroel Adam b'chol Malo Shayamo Tachas Hashemesh, Dar Holeich v'Dar Ba v'Aretz L'Olam Amedes, V'Zarach Hashemesh U'Ba Hashemesh, V'Amekom Moshoev Zarechu Sham, Holeich El Daram, Sovev El Tzafon, Sovev Sovev, Holeich Haruach V'Al Sviv Asav, Shav Haruach, Kol Nechalim Hochim El Hayam, V'Hayam Einenu Malei, Amekom Shenechalim Hochim, Sham Hem Shavim Lelechas. Called for him Yegeim, lo yuchalish the daber, lo tispa ayin liroos, lo timale ozen mishma. Masha hayo hu sheyia, umasha nasa hu sheyasa. Vein kol chadash tachas ha-shemesh. Yeish davar shayomer re'eza chadashu, kvar haya lo lamim asher haya milfaneinu. Ein zicharon li rishonim, vagam la'acharonim, sheyu lo yia lahem zicharon, im sheyu la'acharona. If everything is haval havalim, I'm not saying that, Shlomo HaMelech is saying that. He spends 12 chapters telling you that. Actually, 11. If mortal man is part of the cycle of the natural, if nothing and no one will be remembered, I'm not telling you that, King Shlomo is telling you that. How do we achieve eternity? I'm here. How do I achieve eternity? Don't answer. Well, first of all, you're all on mute, so you can't answer anyway. But don't type it in the chat. There's actually a way to close the chat, which I don't do, but don't type in the chat. I want you to think, without typing in the chat, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Do not answer. Think in your head when you hear that question. If everything tachas hashemesh is haval havalim, if mortal man is simply part of the natural cycle, like the waters that flow into the seas, like the sun that rises and sets, like the wind, like the world, like generations before and generations after. If nothing and no one will be remembered, not the first and not the later, how do we achieve eternity? It's extremely interesting to me. This is a intense shiur. I find in my teachings, I don't know if it's wise or not wise, I hope it's with Rov Siyata Deshmaya, that I do not shy away from intense subjects and sometimes difficult subjects. Subjects that make us think. Torah Hashkafa that makes us think. I was talking to somebody about an upcoming venue where I've never spoken before. They're asking about my mahalach. I said, listen, it's going to be tochen. I'm not going to get up there for 45 minutes and tell stories. The first thing, it's interesting, two times in less than the past week, in two different shiurim, in two totally different venues, with two totally different audiences, and that comment really was the impetus for this shiur. This is a brand new shiur that I wrote for tonight. Somebody immediately began to debate with me. You live for your children and grandchildren. And then very, very interestingly, 3 days later, in a different shiur, someone said, for family. That's wrong. That's not why your neshama is, that's not a blanket statement. What do I mean by that? Let's say you have a Jewish neshama who comes to this world in a guf that is physically severely handicapped. That neshama is here for a certain journey. Now the cheshbon is with the Ribono Shel Olam, we don't know. Obviously we don't know. But that neshama is a Jewish neshama that has a tafka to fulfill. It did not come to this world. Baruch Hashem, we have beautiful organizations. It did not come to this world, that neshama, to fulfill its tafka through children and grandchildren. That neshama will never have children and grandchildren. What about someone who is mentally incapacitated, who is incapable, maybe physically not, but mentally, who is incapable of being in the typical model of go to school, go to seminary, grow up, get married, have children, have grandchildren, die in 120. It really actually did not rest well with me at all, these comments. And I feel it needs to be addressed. Because we need to think beyond our narrow frame of reference. I'm quoting my own notes. We need to think beyond our narrow frame of reference, beyond the script of expectation. We need to realize and broaden our horizons. There are many kinds of Jews and many kinds of situations. And every single Jewish neshama has a singular tafkid. There's one tafkid. It is to perfect your neshama during your time in Olam Hazeh so it can attain and achieve Olam Haba. We're going to learn a piece by the Mesillas Yesharim. Probably next week we're going to learn a piece by Rishim Shem Pinkas. I could bring you many, many more sources, but we're not going to spend a year on this topic. A person is here to perfect their neshama. The way you perfect your neshama has a different expression for different people. So let's say you have someone who is physically severely handicapped. You cannot say automatically, blindly, children and grandchildren. What about someone who is mentally incapacitated? I was on a scholar in residence a few months ago in a totally different community. And after two of my shiurim, I think because the Torah speaks to people and makes them think, a woman came over to me quietly, obviously. And she started to speak to me because Torah makes us open up. And she said that her son is married to a non-Jew. I spoke in a from community, a from shul, from people. Her son married a non-Jew. And she was telling me about her grandchildren who are not Jewish. Does that mean that this woman does not have a tafkid here? Does it mean her neshama cannot achieve Olam Haba? Does it mean Hashem sent her here for no purpose? What about those in our communities who were never zochah to be married? The Cheshbon Zohar B'Lashon we don't understand. But we all must move past our narrow frame of reference. Not everyone fits into the slot, which we think is the expected script. Does it mean there's no tafkid? If you can't fulfill the Gadotah bin Chabayamahu Leymar? What about those in our communities who are not Zocha to find the Ezer Kenegdo? What about those in our communities who are not blessed with biological children, Rahmana Litzan? Maybe their Talmidim became their children. No, that's not that. To automatically knee-jerk reaction. Now, maybe for you, your tafkid comes to fruition through family. But that is not the purpose of a Jew in this world. Of Avim Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Had two children, a son and a daughter. His daughter died, Rachmana Litzlan, I think she was about 12. She fell down a long flight of stairs and she was Niftaris. And his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kuk, never had children. So you could say he had many Talmidim and his Torah teachings of Zan, that's true. But the idea that we achieve eternity through such a narrow frame of reference, there are people in our communities who need a voice and we need to think about them and we need to include them and we need to understand that people have a different tafkid. Not everyone is in the same pattern. And I know it wasn't you, but one of the women was really arguing with me very strongly, even after I quoted many sources. The idea, now I'm quoting my own notes, the idea that we achieve eternity through family or through children and grandchildren is not universal in the Jewish sense. And that's not the correct answer. We need to think beyond our narrow frame of reference. We need to think beyond the script of what is expected. We need to realize there are many kinds of Jews, all Jews, and every single Jewish neshama is a singular tafkid, one tafkid. The correct answer to why am I here, for every Jew, is to perfect my neshama's time in Olam Hazeh in order to achieve Olam Haba. That's your tafkid. Im ein ani li mi li is the first stage in Avodas Hashem. To complete your personal mission for your unique neshama tahora shenasatabi. Now, the path to achieve this goal is through Torah mitzvahs for every yid. Yet the application, and I'm quoting my own notes because I wrote this very carefully and I've been thinking about it a lot since that first year where I was really being contested. The path to achieve the goal of perfecting my neshama is through Torah mitzvahs. That's for every Jew. Yet the application and expression of Torah mitzvahs varies from person to person and situation to situation. Again, I'm going to say it again. The path to achieve the goal of perfecting your neshama, im ein ani li mi li. My tafkid is to be me. Im ani kan hakol kan. My tafkid is to be present in my avodas Hashem, fully present. Chayecha kor min chayecha vercha. It doesn't mean you shouldn't give your friend water. Please, someone comes to your house, offer them water. You have an extra bottle, give them water. But you have to know that your tafkid in this world is to worry about yourself, perfect yourself, fix yourself. Now, how do you do that? Through Torah mitzvahs. There's one answer. But the application and expression of Torah and mitzvahs varies from person to person and situation to situation. What do I mean by that? Mitzvahs relevant to men are not relevant to women. Specific for men. I'm not talking about global mitzvahs like Shabbos, okay? So a mitzvah to a man is not relevant to a woman. So a man's way to fulfill his tafkid by perfecting his neshama is through mitzvahs that are unique to his gender. They're not relevant to me, so I can't do them. Mitzvahs for a woman, I don't know, Taras HaMishpacha, Zayin Kiyum, whatever it is, covering your hair, are not relevant for a man. Mitzvahs for a melech, there's no chauvinism here. Mitzvahs for a melech, the king, to read the Sefer Torah HaKa, that's not on me. I have to gather to hear the HaKa, but he has to read it. Mitzvahs for dayanim, judges, are not mitzvahs for those being judged. Mitzvahs for kohanim are not mitzvahs for Yisraelim. Mitzvahs for a married couple are not mitzvahs for a single person. Again, what is my tafkid in this world? My tafkid in this world is to perfect the neshama during its time in Olam Hazeh so it can achieve and attain Olam Haba. Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Lo alacha hamlacha ligbar, velo ata ben chorin li batal mimena. So this woman, whose son married, Rachmana Litzlan, a not Jewish person, whose grandchildren are not Jewish, if a person does the best efforts that they can, the outcome's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Im Hashem lo yivna bayis shav am libono bo. Kuf chav zayin tehillah. That is your purpose in this world. That's your purpose. Im ein ani li mi li. Who's going to fix your neshama for you? Somebody else? They have their own neshama. So for some people, yes, the tafkid to perfection involves doing for their family, for their children and their grandchildren. That's the mitzvahs they have to be osek in. And for them, the Torah and mitzvahs that they're osek in is an expression and a channeling of the path that will bring them completion. For some people, let's say a rabbi, it's teaching his talmidim. For some people, someone who's severely physically disabled, handicapped, their neshama gives someone else a chance to do chesed. For someone who's struggling to find their place, and once a day they remember there's a ribono shel olam, they have a emunah despite their situation, that's their tafkid. For someone else, It's to smile at the cashier in the supermarket and make a kiddush Hashem. So we're here to perfect your neshama. How do you perfect your neshama? Torah, mitzvos, ma'isim, tovim, gemilas chasad. Not everyone can fulfill in the same way. For some people, it involves being osik and chasad for their family the whole day. At least have the proper kavanah when you're doing it. When you make dinner, have in mind you're building a Jewish home. When you wash the laundry, you have in mind that Talmid Chacham shouldn't go out with a stain on their clothing. Like the Chavetz Chaim said, when his son-in-law said, I'm not such a Talmid Chacham, the Chavetz Chaim said to his son-in-law, there was a stain on the jacket, he said, for a Chil Hashem, you're enough of a Talmid Chacham. You have to find your path, your mitzvos, what's relevant to you. Embrace those as best as you can. And through that, we achieve eternity. Through the mitzvos applicable to each one of us individually lies the path to eternity. In Ein Ani Kan, I have to be present in my life. Hakol Kan. We have to be more broad perspective. That's not a good English sentence. We have to take a broader perspective. For some people, yes, it means caring for your children and grandchildren. So to Yudal Rav. For others, it means starting a chesed organization. For others, it means excelling in their job. A dentist came to Rav Pam and he said, what should my hashkafa be when I'm a dentist? So Rav Pam said, your first hashkafa is that you're doing a mitzvah and you're helping people to be healthy. Next, you're making parnasa. Now, I know there's overlap. It might be that the dentist is starting a chesed organization, also is a dentist, and also is raising his children and grandchildren. I realize this is a Venn diagram. It's not in isolation. For others, maybe it means teaching their students. For others, maybe it just means smiling at someone when you're having a really hard day or a hard month or a hard year. For others, maybe just thinking that there's a God in this world. And for others, it's giving others a chance to do chesed. But there's no such thing as Hashem doesn't know what he's doing and he sent an Hashem here by accident. But not every neshama can achieve its completion through the same path. Some people, some neshamas, due to life situations, will achieve completion, hopefully. Meaning, just because a person has, Be'ezor Hashem, a family, doesn't mean they always know what to do with that family or how to treat the family. I'm not saying you, chas v'shalom. But the path to eternity lies in one thing and one thing only. Torah and mitzvos. Now, Torah and mitzvos includes mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru. It includes mitzvos ben adam l'makom. It includes mitzvos ben adam l'atzmo. The Pesukim tell us in Devarim, should be able to see on my screen again that I came back to Devarim. Perek Lamed, we read this by the Sersimi Teshuva. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha lishmer mitzvosa v'chukosa v'ksuva b'sefer Torah zeh. It'll be when you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, to guard his mitzvos and his chukim that are written in the Sefer Torah. Ki tashuv l'Hashem elokecha b'chol vavcha b'chol napshcha, you will return unto the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi. The mitzvah which I'm commanding you today, so is a mechokes, is it the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Teshuvah? For today's year, we're just looking at the Pshah. The mitzvah that I command you today, it's not a wonder beyond you. It's not far from you. It's not in the heavens that you have to say, who will go up to the heavens and take it down for us and we'll listen and do it? It's not across the sea saying, who will cross the seas and bring it to us so we can listen and do it? Ki karov eilecha lashon yachid. Make Torah close to you. Make the voice of the Ribbono shel Olam close in your life. How can I fulfill the tafkid of my neshama? Through caring for other people, through chesed for others, through tzedakah, through tefillah, through lima Torah, through kashrus, through tznius. These are all paths to completion, to shleimus. Ki karav elacha loshon yachid hadavar me'od. Torah is so close to you as a yachid. Hashem is speaking to every one of us. But Jews come in all different situations. So are they excluded? B'ficho b'vavcha la'asoso. In your mouth and in your hearts to do. Baruch Hashem, my husband's Amad Yomi Chabura, just made a siyam, hodul Hashem kitov, kiliolam chasto. Our Maseches Ervin, it's Monday evening in the shul, Baruch Hashem. And Rabbi Mati Neuberger from the White Shul spoke. I wish I would have recorded it. Short-sighted. Anyway, it was tremendous. So the White Shul of Rabbi Eitan Feiner. So the assistant rabbi is Rabbi Mati Neuberger, and he spoke. It was so beautiful. I want to share with you one nekuda of what he said. He actually quoted Pirkei Avos. And we did this Mishnah before Shavuos. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, which we did before Shavuos, which was the last Perek that we read Erev Shavuos. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis meher chorev u'mech rezes v'amras. I hope some of you remember. Each and every day, a heavenly voice comes forth from Har Sinai, and it makes an announcement. And what is this announcement of the bas kol, the heavenly voice? Oy lehem labrios me obana shel Torah. Shekar misha eino osek b'tor nikra nazuf. Shenemar, according to the pasuk from Mishlei, nezem zav ba'af chazir isha yafa v'sarastam. Woe to the creatures for the insult of Torah, says this Basco. For whoever is not involved in Torah is like a pig with a golden ring in its nose. A beautiful woman, but she is like lacking taste, lacking refinement. What's this Basco? Every day a Basco comes out from her chuv. Did you ever hear of the Basco? Every day by Har Sinai, there's a basco that says, woe unto you for the insult of Torah. Who's it talking to? Why is there a basco? I thought the pasuk tells us in Devarim, I'm adding this in. I thought the pasuk tells us in Devarim, lo b'shamayimi, lo me'ver layami. What basco? Do you ever heard it? I never heard it. We don't even know where Har Sinai is. Why is there a basco coming out that no one can access? The Gemara says, we don't paskin halacha like a basco. Another question, said Rabbi Neuberger. Separate question. This is Givaldic. He quoted Rav Pinchas Sotza. I never heard this before. Listen to what I'm about to say next. How could you use the expression Bittul Torah? You could say Bittul Zman. You're wasting your time. Could you be Mevatel the Torah? No one could be Mevatel Torah. Torah is divine. Torah was here before the world was created. Stakel b'rais uvar alma. Maybe the most famous Zohar around. Torah is the blueprint for creation. How could you say Bittul Torah? There's no such thing as Bittul Torah. Could you be Mevatel Torah? No, you can't nullify Torah. I can't nullify Torah. No one can nullify Torah. It's Ribono Shel Olam. You could say Bittul Zman. You're wasting your time. I don't know. You're scrolling through, I don't know, Candy Crush. You're wasting your time. You're doing something silly, pointless, hefker. Why don't we say Bittul Zman? Why do we say it's Bittul Torah? What's Bittul Torah? No one could be Mevatel Torah. You can waste time, but you can't nullify Torah. What a gewaldic point. What a beautiful kasha. So Rabbi Mati Neuberger answered as follows, quoting of Shimshon Pinchas. When we stood at Har Sinai, each Jewish neshama, from the beginning to the end of time, stood at Har Sinai. Every Jewish neshama was given a unique tafkid, a unique chelek in Torah, a personal matan Torah that only I can achieve, only I can fulfill. Only I can acquire. And the entire history from Matan Torah till today, you are the only person who can bring your chelek in Torah to fruition. You're the only person who can fulfill your unique tafkid. You're the only person who can make your relationship with your Baruch Hashem come to fruition. It's not a global bas kol. The Mishnah is telling you that the bas kol comes out every day and calls out to each and every one of us as a yachid. We have to make sure we hear the bas kol, metaphysically. As yechidim, the bas kol is saying, are you fulfilling your personal mission? Are you fulfilling your personal portion of Torah? If so, ashrecha. If not, you're being mevatel the chelek in Torah for which you came to this world for, which only you can perfect. Of course you can't be mevatel Torah. No one could be mevatel Torah. It's ridiculous. The Torah is divine. Torah is eternal. But you can be mevatel your own chelek by not fulfilling your personal tafkid in this world. And if the neshama is here in a guf, then it has a tafkid, or God will not have sent it here because he knows a lot better than we do how to run the world. And if you don't fulfill your chelek in Torah, you're being mevatel Torah. Al ela ni bochia. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, over these I cry, eini eini yarda mayim. Ki rechach mimeni meshiv nafshi. It's from Eicha. Ribbono Shel Olam says, where are you? Your Torah portion is bereft. Your tafkid is missing. That's what the Basco says every day. Are you fulfilling the mission for which your neshama was sent here? With whatever situation in the life the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you. Shlomo HaMelech says, everything comes and everything goes. The sun rises and the sun sets. The rivers flow, the seas not fall. The rivers go back to where they started. The winds blow here, the winds blow there. A generation comes, a generation goes. Ein zichron l'rishon in v'gam l'achronim. I read it once, a few years ago. I think it was a Mizrahi. You know Mizrahi, they publish like, I don't know, before the Imam Tovim, those little magazines. I forget who the author was, but he just wrote it in such a sobering, it was powerful and sobering. It made a huge impression on me. He said, in 200 years, who will remember that you lived? It's a gaval d'kasha. Maybe it makes us feel a little uncomfortable. Unless you're the Rambam, and we're not the Rambam. Or the Chofetz Chaim, and we're not the Chofetz Chaim. Or Rabbi Akiva, and we're certainly not Rabbi Akiva. No one will remember. But the Ribbono Shel Olam will remember. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Zocher Kol Nishkachos. The Ribbono Shel Olam will remember. We are in this universe, in this world, in this Olam Hazeh, to perfect the Neshama. The neshama is tahora, and it has a journey and a mission. And that mission was entrusted to it by Matan Torah. And the only path through fulfillment of the tafkid is through Torah mitzvahs. Oh, which Torah mitzvahs? So that's a different kasha for every person. For some people, it's enabling others to do chesed. For some people, it's giving tzedakah, and for some people, it's receiving the tzedakah. For some people, it's raising children. For some people, it's being a teacher. I know there's overlap. For some people, it's saying, Hashem, my life is very hard, but you gave it to me and I know you're here. That's how you earn eternity. And it's the only way we earn eternity. And that's the lasting mark that a person leaves in this world. Every day you look in the mirror and say, am I making a Kiddush Hashem? What does it mean to me, Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? To live, I'll be Torah Mitzvos. But Torah Mitzvos does not have one expression. No one person can fulfill 613 Mitzvos. Why not? Because you're not a king, and a Kohen, and a Dayan, and a man, and a woman, and a Navi, all wrapped in one. So unless you're everything in one, you cannot fulfill the whole Torah. But you have to know what your Chelek in Torah is. What your Tafkid is. We need to be careful when we answer off the cuff. We need to think. We need to learn. We need to contemplate. We need to integrate our learning into our lives. I want to go with you to the Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Aleph. Mesilas Yesharim, the great Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzato. He's born in the north, in Tveria. One of the most famous Musar Sfarim, one of the greatest thinkers that we have had. What is the first thing the Mesilas Yesharim tells you? Okay, I learned through the introduction. Also, I've learned through it in the past, but to prepare this year, we're not going to do the Akdama. What is the purpose of man in this world? Yisara Chasidus v'shavash ha'avoda. You can see my screen, yes? Okay. Yisara Chasidus v'shavash ha'avoda ha'tamimahu. The foundation of Chasidus, that's a bad translation, the bedrock of piety, bad translation, and the root of all service, the root of all pure service, avoda tamima, is shayis barer. I bolded it. I'm going to underline it. Shayis barer v'yis ames. It should be clear and it should be true to you. Eitzah ha'adam macho vaso ba'olamo. What is your chiyuv? What is your tafkid in this world? V'lava tzarich shayasim mabato u'magamaso b'chal asher hu omel kol yemei chayav. He must determine what he is aiming for and how to achieve this as he labors his entire life. And what our teachers, the sages of blessed memory, taught us. So Ranu, Hara, Torah, Mora. What our sages have taught us. Shaha Adam lo nivra. Why were you created? So the next time someone says, what is your tafkid? Don't answer so quickly. Think. You know why you're here? To rejoice, to have oneg shechina, and to enjoy the ziv shechina. I have to use English because I'm not a translator. Reveling in the eternal and delighting in the splendor of the divine presence. This is the greatest pleasure, the most truthful, greatest delight of all delights that you are able to find. And the truth is that you cannot achieve this really here. That's really going to be only in Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba was created only for this, to delight in the Shekhinah, in the glorious radiance of the Shekhinah. But before you go to Olam Haba, you have to be in Olam Haza. So if you're in a room of 100 people, don't call out children and grandchildren. Think, maybe there's someone in this audience who does not have children. Maybe there's someone in this audience who is an older single. Do they not have a tafkid? Are we writing everyone off? There are all kinds of neshamas in our world. In our communities, we know them. Do they not have a tafkid? Do they not have eternity? Of course they have eternity. The same eternity you have. Let me tell you frankly, in 200 years, your descendants aren't going to remember you unless you're the Chassam Sofer. You think I know who my great-great-great-great-grandfather was? Okay, my husband's was the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, but otherwise, no. The purpose of man in this world is to enjoy and delight in the splendor and the glorious radiance of the Shekhinah. Because that is the most truthful delight possible. And the real place for this delight is not here, it's in Olam Haba. Because it was created with this intention. Achadarach kedei lahagia al mizchav shavseinu, hu zeh olam. But the way to achieve that desirable place is through this world. The who, Masha Amu Zichrono L'Vracha, I was really smiling when I was preparing this year. This morning shir and this year both took me such a long time. Hodul Hashem ki tov ki lam chastam. It's not your problem. The who, Masha Amu Zichrono L'Vracha. It's a problem of all the cooking I didn't even start, the cleaning I didn't even do, and the other work I need to get to. But okay, it's my choice. The who, Masha Amu Zichrono L'Vracha. This is what the sages say. In Pirkei Avos. This world is an antechamber before the next world. How do you reach your fulfillment of your purpose? How do you reach delighting in the Shekhinah and Olam Haba? How do you achieve eternity for your neshama? Heim ha-mitzvos asher tzivinu alein ha-kel yisparach shema. The only way to achieve eternity is through the mitzvos that the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to do. So for some people, it's starting a Tom Chesh Shabbos. For other people, it's starting a time. Brani Rosen and her husband. For other people, it's starting Friendship Circle. For other people, it's starting Hatzalah. For Ellie Beard, starting Unite Hatzalah. For everyone has their own expression, their own tafkid. Of course it involves doing for others. But not everyone can do for others in the same capacity. Do they not have a tafkid? Are we so narrow-minded? We need to be careful. We need to be sensitive. We need to be thoughtful. We need to know why we're here. We're here to serve God with the situation He gave me. And that's doing Torah and mitzvot for the betterment of my neshama. That includes chasadim. It includes ma'isim tovim. It includes mitzvot. It includes halacha. It includes limud Torah. If you want to achieve eternity, which is in the next world, the only place and the only way you could achieve eternity is by doing mitzvos in this world. And therefore, before your neshama ascends to its eternal rest, God put you in this world. Why did Hashem put you here? Because through the situations that are prepared for you here, you will be able to reach the place that is prepared for you, Shahu Olam Haba, which is the next world. To delight and enjoy in the good that you have acquired, that's been acquired for you, through the path, through the actions, through the channels in this world. Like the Gemara says in Erevin, Hayom Vasosum Mechar Lakabas Chara. Today is to do, tomorrow is to receive reward. I'm only quoting the first four paragraphs of the Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim. V'keshistakel b'davar tira, ki hashlemus ha'amiti hu rak hadveikus bo yisparach. And when you pay attention to the matter, you will see that true completion, absolute completion, is only through clinging to God. How do we cling through God? Kol yasam v'alman alo sa'anun. V'ger lo sone v'lo sechotzana. Lefnei iver lo sitein mechshal. Kabedes avicha v'asi mecha. Zachar sa mashabes lekatsho. Minisem es nafsho sechem v'asar lo chodesh. V'ahavto echa kamocha lo sikim v'lo sitras b'nei amecha. Lo tinaf, lo tirtzach. Hashleimus ha'amiti hu rak hadveikus bo yisparach. But not everyone could fulfill the same mitzvos, either because of gender, or because of position in society, or because of the matzavim and the nisyonos God gave them. Everyone has a personal matan Torah, says Rabbi Matti Nurberger. That's what it means, bitul Torah. You can never be mevatel Torah. Obviously you can't be mevatel Torah. That's ridiculous. It's impossible. It's ludicrous. You could be mevatel your chelek in Torah. David HaMelech said, closeness to God is my good. I ask one thing from God. This I shall ask. I will dwell in the house of God all the days of my life. Ki rak zahu hatov. This is the only thing that's good. And everything else that mankind thinks is good, all the things we spend so much time on, worrying about, new cars, whatever, it's only emptiness and deceptive worthlessness. For those who are benched with the typical path, you still have a lot of avoda. You have a lot of opportunities for tikkun amidos. You have to daven for seyata deshmaya, to raise the people who are dependent upon you, with ne'imus, with soft speech, amira, with kindness, with patience. It's an avoda, a big avoda. And for some, that is the path to completion of their neshama. But everyone has the same tafkid in this world. We have one tafka. We just learned the first opening paragraphs of the Maseilas Yesharim. You could go get your Maseilas Yesharim and you could relearn it. It's kedai. We all have the same tafkid here. One singular tafkid to perfect your neshama during its time in Olam Hazeh, so it can attain and achieve Olam Haba. You don't like it? Go look at the Maseilas Yesharim. Hila Omer im eina nili mili. If I do not live for my tafkid in this world, who will do it for me? After that, Kushanila Atzmi Bani, once I identify that my tafka can do come through Duach Hachnasos Archim for someone who is less. I don't know, being Makarev Rechokim, Makarev Krovim, teaching children, being a dentist, doing chesed, delivering Tomchei Shabbos, giving tzedakah, beautiful, geshmak, gevaldik. Those are ways that your neshama can bring itself to fruition. By fulfilling all those glorious mitzvot ben Adam Mechaviro. Not everyone has the same path. Well, it doesn't mean that those neshamas don't have a tafkid in this world. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. It means they have a very important tafkid. The tafkid that God gave them. Because everyone has the same tafkid. You just saw in the Maseilas Yesharim. To delight in the Shechina. To complete its tafkid. To have glory in the next world. But you have to come to this world first. And the Ribono Shel Olam makes the chashbonos. I want you to know about the comments. I don't usually have time for Zoom. No, I always have time for Zoom. After I spoke in the first venue, this has been on my mind for a number of days. I guess there were 100 people there. Someone was giving me a hard time. Okay. And I was very put on the spot, so it wasn't as coherent and well put together. I didn't have Maseilas Yesharim, Kohalas, whatever. But I want you to know something. After the shiur, three women came over to me. Three women who are not on the typical path. Without going into full detail of what they said, they basically, Be'erach, all said the same thing. One of them said to me, I will never forget what you said. Someone says, no one includes us. Aneshama is here to fulfill its tafkid in Olam Hazeh, to achieve Olam Haba. This is an antechamber to the next world. That's Pirkei Avos is quoted by the Maseilas Yesharim. I always say I go over. So our friend Esti Klein said, just stop saying you go over. Just extend the shiur and then we'll never go over. You'll always be on time. So Esti Klein, tonight I'm really in fulfillment of your advice. We're going to continue next week with other sources. I'm not negating Bein Adam Mechaviro. I think I've stressed that multiple times. Of course, Bein Adam Mechaviro is a path to Tmimus and Shlemus. That doesn't mean to walk around being a selfish person and only thinking of myself. Chas v'shalom! Thinking of others is the completion of my neshama. But you have to know why you're here. Your neshama has a tafkid. The tafkid is to delight in Ziva Shechina. The only way to achieve that is through Shlemus. The only way to achieve Shlemus is by sojourning in Olam Hazeh. Is sometimes it difficult? Yes. Is sometimes it painful? Yes. Does it always make sense? No. Sometimes all you could think about today is, you can't think about other people today. You can't do for other people today. You're too bogged down by your sorrows, by your nisyonos, by your situation. You can't even think of anyone else. Maybe that day, all you could think of is when you make a drink of orange juice and you make a bracha, shalkol, nehi, abidvar, and your eyes fill with tears because you have so much emunah that there's a God. You just buy yourself Olam Haba. That's why we're here. We have to be more accepting, more compassionate, more appreciative, more tolerant and more loving. Rashi says, Hu adin l'chol Adam? Hu adin l'chol Adam? God put in a neshama here, it has a purpose. We have to think outside the box a little bit, outside of the pigeonhole. The circles aren't all circles, and the pegs don't all fit exactly how we think they should. So yes, the sun rises and the sun sets, and the winds blow and the winds return, and the sea goes and the rivers flow, and one generation comes and one generation goes. But at the end of Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech teaches us the answer to eternity. I'm just taking you to it because it's on my handout for next week. But I want to show you, since I think it's a good way to end tonight's shir. Can you see that I'm in Koheles, Perek Yud Beis? At the end of 11 chapters of telling us that life is futility of futilities. You can't see, or you could see. Sof davar hakol nishma. Ayin roa ozin shamas v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim. That's Perkei Avos, not Koheles. Sof davar hakol nishma. Es ha'alokim yira v'es mitzvosav shmor. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Ki es kol ma'asei alokim yavi b'mishpat. Al kol ne'alam. Im tov v'imra. The end of the matter is everything is heard in the heavenly convocation. Fear God and keep his mitzvos, because that's the entirety of man. Because all deeds God will bring to judgment over everything that was hidden, if they are good or if they are bad. Sof davar. You know what the summation of the matter is, says King Shlomo in his old age. Hakol nishma. The tafkid is es ha'elokim yira, es mitzvos of shmar. When someone asks you what your tafkid is, your tafkid is to perfect itself during its time in Olam Hazeh so it can attain and achieve Olam Haba. The path to achieve this goal is through Torah Mitzvos, yet the application and expression of Torah Mitzvos, I'm looking at my paper because I chose words very carefully, yet the application and expression of Torah Mitzvos varies from person to person and situation to situation, and therefore Hillel used to say, Im aid anili, mili. If you don't nurture and care for your neshama here, through ben adam chaveru, ben adam asbu, ben adam mako, who's going to do for you? And so Hillel used to say, im ani kan hakol kan. If I, with all of my Torah mitzvos, chesed, maisim tovim, midos tovis, and gemilos chesed, and avodos remen here, I'm all here. The im ein ani kan, but if I'm not here, in other words, I'm being mevatel my chelek. Me can. And therefore the great Rabbi Akiva, the greatest Tana who ever lived. Doesn't mean in Gashmias, in Ruchnias, you worry about yourself, your neshama, your tafkid. The expression of that comes through helping others, doing for yourself. And sometimes for a person who is wheelchair bound, physically incapacitated, mentally incapacitated, their tafkid is giving other people a chance to do chesed. Some people come to be the givers of tzedakah. Some people come to be the receivers of the tzedakah. And yes, some people, Baruch Hashem, come to raise families. And some people do not. Why? We do not understand. We cannot understand. But every yid is a tafkir. Re'e Anochi, says Moshe. By the way, what do you know about Moshe Rabbeinu's children? Not so much. Re'e Anochi, see me. When a person immerses himself in a life of Torah, look what he could become. The Baal Shem should give us the Chachma Bina Das, the humility and courage, the wherewithal, the intellect, the leaders, Rabbanim, education, and Nivus, the courage to recognize what our kochos are, how we achieve our tafkid, how to interact with others, accept ourselves on them, and ultimately, like the Mesila Sharim says, "Vani kirvos alokim litov." I hope that my words are understood. Tvarim hayotzi min halev nichnasim al halev. We are actually going to continue next time, but Be'ezrat Hashem, the teachings of Rav Shimshon Pinchas and others. I thank tonight's two sponsors very much. You have to understand that this year is running because of you. The anonymous family who is sponsoring in honor of their mother's birthday, Shatichya, she knows who she is, and we wish her a very happy birthday with Bracha Simcha Nachas Mazel. And Susie Fonfetter, who is not the first time you're sponsoring, Susie Tizki the Mitzvos, Maisim Tovim. Wish everybody gewaldic, uplifting, a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov. Tonight I really did go over. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, Laila Tov to all.